Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Now on today's program, we interrupt Listener Request Month bring you a recap of the new Power Rangers film, Great Gobs of Shit. I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadek.
Eric Zardon. Wait, what was his name?
Zordon,
everybody.
All right, Eric Siska. Go along.
Chris Cabin.
And we hate movies. Welcome to We Hate Movies. Thank you for tuning in. As always, like I mentioned at the top, we are postponing the final week of Listener Requests Month. Overboard will air next week, so we can bring you a recap of Power Rangers from this year, 2017, directed by Dean Israelite, the director of, some stuff here.
And this is
Project Almanac, excuse me.
Not very good.
Yeah. We're sneaking this in for hashtag tripod. Has been a month of recommending podcasts to people. I've seen a bunch of people recommend our show. I've been recommending other shows. This is a good week to be like, hey, you should check these guys out. They do fun stuff. You know that Power Rangers movie that just came out? Give it a listen.
Yeah.
So we put ourselves through watching Power Rangers. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, in the 1990s, the grand decade that was the 1990s, I watched a ton of this show.
Yeah.
And then never thought about it really since then. I watched like a lot of the 90s show, that first iteration, not like Power Rangers Space Cops or whatever we're doing.
Zero
they
or
have
something.
A Space Cop series.
They did a lot of different. There was every couple of years there'd be a new different Power Rangers situation that they would get into.
Yeah. I've only seen like 3 episodes or so of the 90s iteration.
They're literally all the same.
Now, okay, I could tell that from seeing all those guys dance around in those outfits. But what now? It was from Japan,
correct?
And yes. Now. There were people who played the people in that show, and then they had some cameos in this. And was that like recast? Was that like cast for American audiences, and they just cut in like action sequences from the Japanese version?
It was live action stuff that was like Saved by the Bell, cheap as hell. Yeah.
So that was then original to America.
Yes. Exactly. It wasn't like the English, the kids talking weren't dubbed, and obviously the good thing is the mouths don't move, so you're good to
Who
go.
Who cares?
does anyone want to hear the most cowardly, one of the top 5 most cowardly things of my life?
Sure.
Yes, I do.
I was a little too old for this show. I mean, because it was like 94, 95, you know what I mean? Like,
you were more a Beetleborgs guy?
No, I loved this show.
What is a Beetleborg?
It was the same thing. they just had different helmets.
VR Troopers.
Also the same thing.
Superhuman Samurai Squad.
Definitely the same thing.
I don't know any of these.
No, but so I watched it like kind of in secret, and this girl in my class was one day was being made. She was sitting right next to me wearing a Power Rangers watch, and everyone mercilessly made fun of her. Like, that show's for babies and you suck. And
did you just let this girl die?
I didn't open my fat mouth. I let it go, man.
Oh, wow. That's awful.
Yeah, exactly.
That's truly awful.
This is just that cowardice.
That was your moment, man.
Yeah, you should have stood up. Like, and maybe if I stood up, other people would have as well.
Yeah, it's like Spartacus.
Yeah, exactly.
Or the climax of Airheads.
Yeah, you know what? One or the other.
Closer to the climax of Airheads. But no, I let her go.
She sank to the bottom of the ocean that day.
I'm so sorry.
Steve, we were just... Nope. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you're a baby. You're a stupid baby. You like that baby show, you idiot. I'm sorry. Oh, it was rough.
Yeah, I mean, so I was like Amy Jo Johnson or Bust, like that series there. Yeah, yeah, and then I had an SNES game.
Oh, that game is great.
It was pretty cool, man.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it stopped.
Yeah.
So I didn't give a shit that this movie was coming out.
I might have had some action figures. I'll be.
Is that right? Uh-huh. Now who's a baby?
At least hers had a function. It was a watch the whole time.
Going home. That was just a choice of design.
I come home, all my action figures are looking at me like, oh, Steven. Come on.
You'll never morph, man. Yeah, sorry, but you're never going to morph.
We watched all of that, and it was rough.
We see what you see, Steven. You getting creeped out yet?
You might just say, we are you.
Oh, man, that's terrifying.
That's pretty terrifying.
But that's a good place to start, Eric. Yeah. The morphing or lack thereof.
This is Power Rangers without Power Rangers.
Yes.
Who would have thunk it?
Well, it's building it up, you know, because it's going to be a mighty franchise. We're going to
fuck this shit. I want scene one of fucking Power. You know what? Here's the thing. If this is what you're going to do, you're going to jerk me around and not have Power Rangers in this movie. You do the bullshit screenwriting thing of you start the movie in the middle of the movie,
yes,
and then we fucking back up a little bit. Because if I don't have a taste of Power Rangers at fucking minute one, man.
So you wanted to be like cold open Power Rangers fight, and then just like, huh? Want to know how I got here?
well, maybe
it all started back that one day.
Maybe not so Ferris Bueller-esque, but yes.
You want to know how I got here? Let's go back to the Cenozoic period.
Oh, man. So like everything that exists nowadays where we're like just aping or, you know, rebooting, as we like to say, we have to have all of this convoluted horseshit
mythology
to make this world, like, yeah, the mythology, like bigger than it ever, ever deserves to be.
It's a cartoon show for kids, and it's totally fun and totally cute.
Well, it wasn't a cartoon.
No, but I mean, it was for babies.
It was for, yeah, not for kids. It was for babies, and it was live action for babies.
Steve, did that girl live to see graduation or what?
I'm sure she did. I think she might have moved schools.
After the Power Rangers incident?
Yeah, with good reason.
No, but like, it was a show that was for little kids.
Right.
And it's cute and fun, and that's all. Like, don't take it so ever-loving seriously.
Yeah, it's the Teletubbies, right?
Yeah, it's practically, yeah.
I mean, here's the thing.
They're violent Teletubbies.
Yeah. You wanted to come home from school every day and just watch a bunch of fucking D-grade Godzilla fighting. That's what this was. And then there was, like, sexy teens that were hanging out. They had, like, a...
Wait, there were sexy teens that were hanging out.
I said Amy Jo Johnson.
I know,
was in
but
show.
Like, they're not showing skin, dude. Right?
Well, no, wasn't. It wasn't like MTV's Undressed.
No,
but oddly enough, Jason David Frank, the Green Power Ranger, was in one of those episodes or one of those.
Oh
arcs.
Shit!
Yes, you watched Undressed, didn't you?
No, I didn't. But I know. I wish I did because, like, maybe I'll go check it out now. Right? Do you think that holds up?
No way.
Probably not.
No way. I'd say the most interesting thing about watching Undressed in 2017 would be like, oh look, this person's on it. Oh look, that person
but
got the start
nude.
On.
They're, it's not.
There was
real.
No nudity.
It's
no,
fake.
I mean, they were
it's
they were undressed. Having sexual intercourse.
Undressed
is the series that like Wooderson today is downloading.
All right. Man, so note to self: do not download that show.
Looks like we got ourselves a Wooderson here, internet police.
But if you fucking put in Undressed into a torrent search, you're not going to find that 90s series. You're going to get everything else.
Oh, yeah.
Get a bunch of foot pornography.
Oh, yeah, wait. I've seen all the other Undressed.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
Why I was confused.
Steve, I never said you didn't have to do your research.
Well, yeah, you got to really look for the diamond. The diamond in the rough.
Can we just
you got to pound that internet pavement.
Can we just quickly acknowledge the beauty that was the construction of the phrase foot pornography?
Sure. Tripod, remember, tell your friends about it.
Right. You know, some people like feet to jack them off, right? Is that what that's about?
Yes, yeah, well, that's one way you can do it.
Or they like to jerk off 2 feet.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. It's not
jerk
like
off
a,
on feet
not also.
Not an actual foot job.
No, well, there but can be foot jobs as well.
That's
Eric.
Out there, right?
You can go both ways.
Now, did the Green Power Ranger ever get a foot job?
He was actually on MTV's Foot Job.
Yes. That was that arc on Undressed was foot jobs.
He's playing that little flute, getting a foot job.
Oh God, I forgot about his flute.
A skin flute?
He's got a dagger, but it's also a sword, a flute that summons his dragon sword.
Thing,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah, man.
Okay.
It's pretty dumb.
So we start in the Cenozoic era.
That's what you want.
And,
sure.
You know, I don't know what everyone's doing on Earth. Everything looks like shit.
This movie looks like shit. You can't see any.
Superman's Fortress of Solitude is in the background somewhere.
I think I did catch a couple of parademons.
The red and the yellow Power Ranger just got their ass kicked by somebody, and like the yellow one dies, and she turns into a space alien. Like, oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then the red one, as it's dying, turns into poor Bryan Cranston.
This is some of the saddest shit.
I couldn't believe it, man. And Hank Schrader's just staring down at him.
Wow. The DEA finally caught up to the Red Power Ranger. But, like, I couldn't... Like, here he is. He's laying in the dirt in this alien costume, and I'm just thinking about that fucking I'm the one who knocks monologue.
Oh, of course.
And it's like, man, did anybody get the distance of this fall? Holy crap.
He is dragging himself through the dirt in makeup that no child should have to wear.
He looks like a pruny ball sack.
And yeah. You were doing this for the director of Project Fucking Almanac.
Yeah.
That's quite a lot.
And he's speaking a fake Gleep Glop language complete with subtitles.
To be fair, I don't know where this is from. This might be from the extensive Power Rangers universe.
I really doubt it.
The comic books and the video games. I don't know where this is.
They got an expert in, you think?
Maybe, yeah. Like, they got Amy Adams from Arrival.
Oh, this is bullshit. Oh, no, thank you. I don't want to be Rita Repulsa. Oh, that'll be just fine. I'm okay.
Oh, you want to put what on my face? No.
No, but
no,
maybe
no,
they got
you.
A linguist. Like, if Power Rangers talked. Yeah. Talk like this.
But there's no, like, these are who these Gleep Globs are.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know. What the Japanese shows, maybe there's something there.
Maybe, but nobody's watching those. Like, now, like fans of the franchise that are, like, our age or maybe, like, skewing slightly younger, I don't think they ever had an opportunity to see the original show that this was based on.
The one thing, it's always that thing where it's like, oh, it makes it more realistic. Why would they be speaking English? Why would they exist at all? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a movie. Let's just not bother. Let's have them speak English and let's keep a little bit of dignity.
Man, yeah, that's asking a lot, keeping just a smidge of dignity making this movie.
You could do is you have them speak English,
yeah.
And then maybe you get some way that their civilization influenced... Oh, wait, I was going to say cavemen, but cavemen didn't invent English either.
No, they did not.
Well, maybe they invent English somehow.
Oh, do you think the Prometheus, like, big, mean guys were Power Rangers, actually?
I think so.
That's how that worked?
I felt like that... I was wondering, at least, like, if that's the way it was going to go. But then it was like, oh, now they're all dead.
They're all dead. They're all
so
dead.
That wasn't what happened.
Well, we see Bryan Cranston as Zardona. What is his name?
Zordon.
Rangers. But he's all blue and, like, weird, and he's got, like, little, like, lines and shit on him.
Yeah.
Maybe if he exfoliated and took a bath, you know, he'd become into like a Prometheus. Like, oh, that's nice, true. Nice, clean.
Oh, one of the engineers?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But he's not like 10 feet tall, though.
Yeah,
those fuckers were big.
You don't know the scale, though.
That's true. He could be hung like a horse.
Ay, 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 ay.
Rangers, look at my huge cock.
That's what it's all about.
I'm stuck in this wall. I used to have a cock as big as this table. I swear to God, you don't know me like that.
But what's his deal, man? Like, it's just like in the 90s show and in this, it's just like, it's kids.
Yes.
He's attracted to kids.
He wants little kids.
Yeah that's
Oh,
weird.
Yeah, there's a lot of like, you're so young.
Yeah, they're babies. Oh,
and the
babies.
Bill Hader's robot. What's the robot?
Alpha.
Johnny 5.
Oh, fucking
Johnny 5.
Pardon me.
Alpha 5 is like, I've been so lonely.
Yeah,
and you're like,
dude,
no.
Yeah.
No.
And that little robot that Hader's doing this voice for is way too hip on like modern vernacular.
I don't
whatnot.
Know. He's been encased in the bottom of the world for like a millennium. How's he getting any information?
And he gets the English language that he then installs into the computer's matrix that Zordon can then access and then speak English to everyone. So it's like at some point he had to go out and steal a Bible, not a Bible, a dictionary.
A dictionary.
Ay, 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 I prefer the Old Testament.
Oh man, do you like what would his opinion be on Jesus? Do you like
they he probably met him? I think he
Alpha
would,
5?
Yeah, he would go, he was looking for the he thought he was the Green Ranger. He was like, oh shit.
I think Jesus was born during the Cenozoic era.
Yeah. Jesus actually. When oh, he was when dinosaurs. He was murdered by those dirty Romans.
Yeah.
Okay. He died a Green Ranger and was resurrected as the White Ranger.
Oh wow, that's really smart.
That yeah. is something.
Thanks.
That's really, you know, that's really smart.
That's a fan theory I got going.
Oh man, you can get a thousand words on that.
It makes as much sense as the Easter Bunny.
So we cut to, thankfully, the Red Ranger and his friend, who we never see again. This kid might have got hung in the tombs.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening to this kid.
They are running a prank, it seems, right? They're having a fun like prank.
Senior prank.
Oh my god, this sequence, Jesus.
So they're
my bones were chilled.
They're moving a bull through like their locker room, so I guess it's the rival mascot. Dude. Or it's their mascot.
We and, don't know and it's a know, bull just yet.
They fucking jerk it off. Let's just say it. Let's say it up front. They so, fucking jerked
so
off.
So here's the
thing.
It's like we're getting this alien animal into a locker room.
Yes.
And the buddy is just like, you know, something, I milked her.
And this is, we're not making this up. This is in the movie. This is the opening of your kid's fun little action movie is they jerk off a bull.
The first lines of dialogue in English is about jerking off a bull.
The Red Ranger is like, I guess we didn't mention, by the way, spoilers.
There's like a little bit of fun improvisation. It's like, yeah, it was really hard to do. I had to use two hands.
Oh, well, that's yeah, right. Dude, yeah, the udder was so big, I had to use two hands. Oh, and I was like, we're talking about a bull's cock in this stupid little sci-fi movie.
It's just like chugging this cock.
Which, and I'm sorry, kid. How do you not know a cock when it's staring at you in the face?
And we even close up on the dick because he goes like, wait, yep. What? And he goes under the thing. He shines a light and it's a like,
bull cock. This huge bull cock in this movie. And I can't believe this isn't rated R.
And we're sitting amongst children at 12:30 on a Sunday. And I'm like, this is wrong.
Oh, and the parents were laughing.
And then there's like more, the cops come and he gets into a car accident or something.
Yeah, he like speeds away because he didn't want to be caught for this bestiality.
He won't take the rap on
but
it.
But he is, and this is why his father hates him.
Yeah, it's a real awkward thing because his dad, he gets driven to detention afterwards and his dad is like, you blew it, man. His dad, what's his face?
Roy from the office.
Roy from the
so
office.
So you know right away this is an abusive father.
And he's just like...
He put away the brass knuckles for this one.
He's like, you blew it. You had a shot. Scouts were coming to see you. You were going to be a full ride to college, and now it's all gone. And it's like, but underneath all that is... Yeah. And he jerked off bull. Like I'm hearing a lot of stuff at the docks about my son.
The friend jerked him off, but he took the heat for everyone. Everyone else got off scot-free.
Oh, that's right. Roy says something like, oh, you thought you were being cool, like taking the rap for everybody else or whatever.
Yeah, no, every day I go down to the docks and Ronnie is making moo noises at me.
Hey, it's that guy whose son jerked off a horse. It wasn't a horse, okay?
It was a bull, you monster.
So, like, that's seriously happening in this dude's life. He's like, my son.
Dude's life.
My son was the most amazing kid ever. He was a great quarterback. Gonna go to college. Gonna go, you know, into the big leagues or something.
Sure. He was the president of the 4-H club.
Yeah, and then suddenly. From being the mayor of whatever this what is this
Angel Grove.
Angel Grove. Yeah. which is the town.
Yeah, it is.
They kept that.
So he was like the king of this town, and he had the young prince, and then it's revealed
right
that his son and his family are no good bestialityists.
So, it's like a Todd. You were saying this earlier. It's like a Todd Solondz movie.
Exactly.
Like, that's the other part of this movie.
That's the movie I want. Thank you, Steve. Because it's like on the other end of this Power Rangers movie. There's this movie about this fisherman father coming to terms with his son being rumored to jerk off cows and horses and whatnot.
So this is a Zoldar Ex Machina you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That switches it from that, because that would be the rest of the movie.
But wouldn't that be a better movie?
It'd be a much better movie, clearly.
You could get Solins could direct it. Well, Bobcat Goldthwait, definitely.
Actually, you could keep on going. You don't actually have to cut away from the Solins movie until about a quarter in, because right after this is when the Pink Ranger is getting bullied in the bathroom over some weird pictures she put on the internet.
Let's talk about this.
This is awesome.
We're going to jump around a little bit, folks, and that's just life.
Here's the structure of the movie. There are a bunch of no good Nicks. They are told they're going to become Power Rangers. They spend 87% of this movie attempting to turn into Power Rangers. In the last 20 minutes, they turn into Power Rangers. That's the end of it.
Because they can't do it until they're friends.
Yeah, they got to be.
Hey, great.
Because heaven forbid it would just happen and then we get to see the costumes.
Yeah, well, I mean, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
And so, like, she's getting bullied in the, like, it's like a Breakfast Club Saturday detention thing.
Right.
Billy is there, who is autistic, and that's kind of just a throwaway thing.
Oh, the autism is played for a whole barrel of laughs.
Yeah,
laughs. Oh, we are laughing our tits off at autism in this movie. It's outrageous.
Because it's not really, it's just clearly just like, hey, act a little weird.
Well, we're not using the A word.
Yeah.
He says he's on the spectrum.
But this is all like, hey, you know, kids are different these days.
Yeah.
We know what their problems are.
You know, back when we had the original Power Rangers film, we had not yet identified autism.
Yeah,
you know,
we read Teen Vogue. Oh, okay, Teen People.
People,
wow!
Yeah, back in the original Power Rangers series, we would just tease that kid until he committed suicide, and that's the way it was meant to be. The mighty survive.
You know, I don't vaccinate my children because I don't want them to be turned up to be Power Rangers. Honestly, you don't know. You don't know.
I do kind of love the idea of Teen People being like a Breitbart-esque organization.
Well, it would be, and
run
then,
by
like,
Steve Bannon Jr.
It's little Stevie Bannon.
Steve Bannon Jr. That'd be a great, like,
Steve Bannon Jr.
Nickelodeon cartoon.
Just as fat and racist as his father. and then on the opposite of that cabin would be the libtard leftist publication Teen Vogue.
That makes sense.
Yes. That's, it all checks out. Everything checks out.
Yeah, that Teen Vogue is fake news. And also, did you know they airbrush their models?
So the kid, by the way, who will go on to be the Blue Ranger, is played by RJ Seiler, who was Earl. Me and Earl and the Dying Girl, if anybody saw that movie.
Did not.
It's good. It's fine. I mean, he's good in it.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
And he's fine in this, actually. He's probably one of... I mean, he's... The one thing I will give this movie is, with the exception of maybe the Yellow Ranger, who's not like an actress, she's actually just a singer, so she's not... The kids are pretty good.
They're not bad.
They're not dead-eyed... what did we say about Independence Day? Like, it's full of dead-eyed nobodies. It's not that. So that's... No, check mark to that.
That's a big plus. And I think even the Yellow Ranger does what she has to do
in the
movie.
She does. Absolutely. So Kimberly is like, goes to the bathroom. She gets a text from her two friends. Her two friends are like, you know, you're a piece of shit. And we don't know what's going on with her. Like, they're like, you sent that picture and blah, blah, blah. We're going to ruin your life. And like, you're off this cheerleading team. Good luck with that, lady. And then she like... gives herself a professional grade haircut in the bathroom.
I couldn't believe it. This is salon quality.
And everyone's like, oh my God. Her dad later in the movie was like, I can't believe you chopped your hair off. Like, what a great haircut.
I mean, she looks great. And the thing that's hilarious is this dad is flipping his tits in the parking lot of this school. And I was like, what did you have riding on that long hair?
You're modeling contracts out the window.
Oh, that's right. So the Red Ranger throws away his football scholarship, and the Pink Ranger throws away a modeling career for Teen Vogue.
Man, it's tough. It's tough. But so what we find out later, like, it's her big reveal, and they don't even tell. She goes to the Red Ranger at some point when they're trying to realize why they're not morphing. She's like, I think it's my fault because I'm so bad at everything.
Right.
And I took this picture. She shows him the picture. We, the audience, don't see it. And she's like, so Carly, whatever her name is, sent me this picture.
Ray Jepsen? I think it was her.
Carly Jepsen. Yeah, Carly Ray Jepsen. No,
so it was Carly Simon.
Carly Simon.
Oh, yeah, these Power Rangers are pretty vain.
She's like, oh, she sent me this picture, and then I sent it to everybody, and I ruined her life, and I can't believe I'm such a bad person. We don't know what this picture is.
No.
Is it somebody jerking off a bull, maybe?
Yeah,
maybe
they're sucking bull dick.
God.
There's something. Look. all bets are off the table, man.
Yeah, that's right.
This is Power Rangers. We're in a 2017.
Solid, now, this is closer to Welcome to the Dollhouse than what I expected it to be.
That's the thing. I feel like the bull jerking, that is the Bobcat movie.
Okay.
Right? But then you have this like salacious teen drama thing. That is where Solins comes in.
Oh, I see.
No, but this is
Dylan Baker is somebody's pervert dad.
It was a nude photo, right?
That's where it came from.
I mean, it's clear. I mean, that's the one. I mean, I didn't need to be explained it. Like, when she first says, like, you shared that photo, I was like, oh, okay, so it was a dirty photo that she fucking shared.
But what are we talking here? Are we just talking nude? Or are we talking
but
on the toilet?
But that should have been the reveal is what the fuck it was.
Yeah, is it a foot job?
If it's a full-blown foot job,
I think
it's
a foot job.
Because the way she says it, she frames it like, I took this picture, and I went to her boyfriend, and I was like, is this the woman the girl you want to bring home to your mom? Which is really shitty,
Yeah.
And
was she trying to get this dude? Like, was she trying to engineer a breakup?
Mm-hmm. Something like that. Yeah, that's what it seemed like.
Or maybe it was just her eating Chipotle. Like, is this who you want to bring home to your Really? Is this what you want?
It's like that great photo of Homer eating the birthday cake. This is her face planting a Chipotle burrito.
File photo.
And now, doesn't the Red Power Ranger like mention like, there are literally thousands of pictures
because
like
he's
this
trying to play because she's
high school.
She's really upset and he's trying to play it down and he's like, what, that? No big deal. There are, he says, literally thousands. I was like,
he says
thousands.
Literally thousands.
I've got them all saved on my hard drive.
When I need a good foot job.
Have you ever seen the movie Sliver?
Dude, that'd be great inspiration. If this kid is running surveillance over all of Angel Grove.
Oh, absolutely.
Because everybody loves him. They all let him in their house.
He
fucking takes a wander up to the second floor.
The Blue Ranger's mother fucking ruins a chair when he knocks on the door.
Yeah, she's like, oh my God, it's Jason Scott.
Yeah, everyone loves him. Like, everyone's like, oh my God, it's Jason Scott. And then they back off it for a second because they remember the bestiality story.
Oh, but he also jerked off the bull.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh my God, Billy, Jason Scott's here. Mittens, come here, come here, come here, come here. We're going to go for a walk. Come on, mittens.
Hey, Jason, before you touch anything, could you wash your hands?
Oh, cool. Jason Scott's here. You just go in the basement. Don't go out in the backyard.
Did anybody see you come in here or what?
You know, I work at a hospital and I have these things called latex gloves.
Billy is being teased by some, by Ron Weasley, which is nice. Oh, that's on him.
I thought he looked like, what's his face there from Daredevil, like one of the Bash brothers.
I was thinking young Kilmer.
Evan Hansen.
Who?
Young Kilmer.
The young Kilmer. His
what
son.
The hell? What? Who?
Val Kilmer's son is an actor.
Wait, whoa. Val Kilmer has a son.
Yes.
And he acts?
He acts. He's in that Palo Alto movie.
Oh, nobody saw that cabin.
A bunch of people saw that.
All right, name a movie that exists.
Good one, Eric.
Can I count the ones in the room?
Wasn't Palo Alto that movie that was based on James Franco's short story?
Yes, directed by James Franco.
No, it's not directed by James
Franco. Oh, really?
No, it's by the youngest Coppola. I think.
Youngest?
So, wait, you know what, Cabin? Put all that together. That's why nobody saw that fucking movie.
The youngest Coppola? Yeah. Like, we're talking...
Sophia Coppola's daughter or son.
So Branson Coppola.
Yeah, sub-Roman.
Yeah,
it's sub-Roman.
Younger than Roman.
Wow.
This whole fucking family's directing, though. You know his wife's got a movie coming out this summer?
I did see something about that.
It's like something with Paris in the title, Eleanor Coppola, and Alec Baldwin's in it. What the fuck is going on?
You know what? No, because when Francis Ford Coppola dies, you know how like, oh, well, when Salinger dies, we're going to, when he died, they're like, oh, we're going to release all those manuscripts. They're going to release the manuscript that Coppola made, which is everybody can make a movie. And like everyone in the family gets to read this book and it tells you how to direct a movie.
So, step one, your name has to be Coppola.
Does your family own a winery?
Yeah. You know, movies are like grapes. There's a lot of them.
Whatever happened to that Salinger vault? Was it like fucking Capone's deal and it was empty or what?
I think that there was many
literally thousands of child pics in there.
Yes. Oh, God.
Dude, man, that guy hung around with kids, right?
He did, yeah.
That guy's a dirty old motherfucker.
He was.
He's dead now. He's a dead, dirty motherfucker.
Yeah, and his son played Captain America.
Oh, that's right. See
Matt Salinger.
See our episode archives page for that one.
That's a 1990.
Yeah, dog's age ago. Yeah.
So Billy gets teased. Jason steps in. They become fast friends. And
he slaps this bully in the face.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, man, they got, oh man, he got slapped by Bull Kid.
Oh, like, man, he can eat fucking cum on you.
Hey man, semen face.
Bull Kid for life.
Yeah, oh man. No, so they become fast friends. Billy's like, hey, come with me to this quarry. I need a ride.
I got an ox to jerk off.
You got to lure him there. But the funny thing is, like, oh, I'm on house arrest because I got caught jerking off a bull. This town doesn't take too kindly to it.
It seems like that's a bit harsh to have this like ankle bracelet
situation. Because when the police were coming, when they were in this locker room after hours or whatever, he drove away.
Oh, right. There's a high speed chase. That's one of the worst special effects in the movie.
Awesome. 360 cam.
It's so terrible. I was like, what is happening? This like fake computer shot of like a non-existent car accident.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you just see like blood kind of coming out of this kid's mouth a little bit. So it is awful.
I guess it's a B&E. Uh-huh. And then is bestiality a crime?
Resisting arrest. I mean, it's state to state.
Okay. So he's got that on his record. And then,
well, where is the proof that this bull was jerked off?
I confessed it to somebody else.
That was a private conversation between two friends. And
there's
this,
no binding legality to that.
But that dude claimed full responsibility for everything. So unless he's willfully bringing up the fact that this bull was masturbated.
This is it. They go into the locker room.
There's drippings,
a couple of officers with flashlights and like, oh my god!
It's like the beginning of Ghostbusters in here.
No, it's like
detective.
it's like Seven. Two detectives come in, and it's just like, oh my god! All the crimes of the Bible.
This bull has the upper hand now.
It's too bad that he crashed that car instead of walking into a police station with his hands open, like I jerked off the bull.
Down on his knees.
He did admit it. He might have got down on his knees. Yeah.
Oh, God.
I got to rewatch Seven.
Sure.
So he goes to Billy's house, and Billy's like, oh, I'm a computer genius, which is kind of, Billy was the nerd. They do switch the races around and make it not so terrible, so the Black Ranger isn't just black, and the Chinese Ranger isn't yellow, by the way. That's Thanks, original series. Billy has like basically deactivates his house arrest thing. But his dad must be like, because this whole movie he's going out. Like,
yes.
Wouldn't your dad be like, hey man, are you breaking your parole right now?
Yeah,
like,
totally. You already flushed that football career down the toilet.
I don't want to be a nag here, but you can go to the slammer for this.
Totally. Yeah. You know what, Steve? That's conveniently glossed over.
Sure.
What did you, was there another animal you met?
Oh, did you go to the fucking barnyard again, you little pervert son of mine? You know what? I have no son. Go to the quarry, do whatever you want, you little fucking pervert.
Dude, man.
You little sex degenerate.
Are you auditioning right now?
This guy.
For which role?
All of them. This guy must love going to work and going out on that boat, getting into the sea air and being like,
sure.
Just not thinking about his dirt family.
Which I think is just the two of them, isn't it? Is there
a widow? I think he's a widower.
Oh, really?
Okay. Was she lost at sea?
I don't know.
The weird thing is, every time they shoot his house, the Red Ranger's house, it looks like insomnia for some reason. Like, it's all like milky gray and like really rustic. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
It goes along with this whole notion of trying to make this property darker in tone than it needs to be. And this is, before we get too far away from this, I'm reminded again to ask you guys, because I can't remember myself. Was it Power Rangers that there was like a YouTube
fan
thing that it was like, look how fucking dark this shit is.
Yes.
That was Power Rangers,
yes, that
right?
That was Power Rangers.
People, I feel like they
loved it. Yeah.
Yeah.
They watched that and they were like, let's just do it. Let's just do it, man.
But did they hire anyone from that? Or?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know. I never saw it. So I don't know who wrote and directed or whatever, but the whole time we were watching the movie, I was like, wasn't there some web thing where it was like dark Power Rangers?
Yeah, it was like 15 minutes or something.
It was a dark Power Rangers where they jerk off a bull for 15 minutes.
But to your point, Andrew, like the weird thing is that
it's jerking time.
They have this, like,
child pornography, maybe.
That's definitely child pornography.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. Absolutely.
Just ask Detective Olivia Benson. She'll tell you.
But, oh, yeah. Oh, man, that would be great if she got charged for child pornography. Because they do that on that show, right? They do.
Oh, yeah. Like, if you're texting shit or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
SUV?
SVU.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, but man. It's that. And then, like, we find out that the Black Power Ranger who we'll meet is, like, has a mother that's dying. And then, like...
She's got terminal cancer.
The Yellow Power Ranger.
They reveal that like an hour into the movie, like what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's like halfway through the second act terminal.
Well, I can
reveal.
Tell you exactly why they do that for that particular character is because he's like, I'm fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I'm the crazy one. I'm crazy. Crazy. Hi, everybody. I'm crazy.
Wait,
and then all of a sudden,
he loves his mother. He's like, what?
I'm crazy, crazy, crazy. No, but like
he's like acting out.
You have to anchor him somehow.
Yeah.
So instead of like actually making him a character, you give him one moment where he's actually caring for somebody else.
But it's also like we've developed like Billy Cranston's picked on at school.
Yeah.
And this guy is alleged to have jerked off a cow. And
major trauma.
Yeah, but like everyone has their thing.
The child pornography.
The child pornography girl who is the perpetrator.
Pink
one. Yeah,
yes.
The pink one. And then the Yellow Ranger is, what's her name? Trini.
Yeah. What is the gag in this movie that they keep mispronouncing the name?
They keep calling her Dee Dee for some reason.
Who gives a shit?
It's like
an innocent mix-up early on in the movie that then it's like your buddy who keeps making the bad joke repeatedly.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Or their show.
Yeah. It's just a bad joke after bad joke. But like, and then she's revealed to in a very throwaway line, she's interested in other women.
Mm-hmm.
I contest that.
You contest it?
I contest that she said she doesn't. There's intimation.
Chris Gavin's going to convert her.
No, it's like him being autistic thing,
yes,
and him
right.
being on spectrum thing. What happens is they're around a campfire.
Yes. Yeah, this is the big bonding scene.
And she's like, my family doesn't fucking get me. They're awful. And like,
yeah, well, she's pretty alternative.
And one of the
Black Ranger
says boyfriend trouble, and she doesn't really react.
She doesn't say shit.
And then the Blue Ranger asks girlfriend trouble, also doesn't really react. Just kind of like looks at him and like.
And we move on from
and
that.
And moves on from the fucking conversation.
That's supposed to be confirmation. And also she mentions like how, her family doesn't like the way she dresses. You know, they want her to dress.
Doesn't like the people she hangs out with.
Like it never just comes out and says it. It's
no, because
like,
that's
going to intimate.
That's as far as this property is willing to go. Dude, which is fucked up because we will talk about jerking off bulls till the cows come home.
Come home.
Yeah, yes. But heaven forbid two women hold hands. So we go to the quarry. And this is when all these kids are just hanging out at the quarry, by the way.
Look at this town, man. There's nothing to do.
No, it's
the
crazy.
Blue Ranger has a terrorist idea.
What?
And
yeah.
I guess you're right.
I thought he was gonna blow a dam.
Flood the fucking
guy.
He's
got fucking dynamite with him.
I'm gonna wipe Angel Grove off the map.
Oh, we do.
Oh, because it's a Planned Parenthood there? Yeah.
We do see a shot of his, you know, later on in the movie, he wants to find the crystal. We'll get to it. But his room is like a conspiracy theory bunker.
Yeah, that's
with
weird.
Like, with like everything pinned up on the wall and then like lines of yarn going to point to point.
And
to
it's never,
out.
They all go back to Comet Pizza. All of them.
Up in the corners, Ruby Ridge.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Alex Jones here for fartknuckle.tv now. Okay, folks, we found out that we got hacked. Zardo's emails. Zardona?
Zordon!
Zordon. We got Zordon. Thank you, Prison Planet. We got Zordon's emails.
Well, imagine my shock.
Yeah, and in those emails, it says that the crystal that Rita... That's
yep.
Rita Repulsa. Rita is looking for this crystal, and it is in the Comet Ping Pong Pizzeria. allegedly. But actually, you know, we're going to retract that, and that's not because we're in litigation.
Catch him in bed with a goblin. Home Rangers.
So, like, he blows this thing up, and all these kids happen to be there.
Kimberly is like diving and like Jason's watching.
You better believe
her.
She's taking her shirt off to go
of course,
night.
Just, swimming. Of course.
They're enjoying this girl's body in the
and
film.
And then jack up
it.
The weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
The soundtrack in this movie
horrible.
Is fucking terrible.
It's everywhere. It's literally all over the map.
There's so many songs. So many songs.
Oh, man. Can we go to Coconuts and pick it up? Or do you think that they closed down a long time ago?
To the one in New Jersey. Yeah, sure, we can go
I think
there.
It's an Amazon exclusive.
Oh, man.
You get the download code. Don't worry about it. Comes in your CD.
But that's how
case.
A Coconuts would stay open, is if it became like one of those places where you could pick up your Amazon order.
Coconuts
just did it in
an
a
Amazon
Coconuts.
Pickup outlet.
Coconuts is just an Amazon locker.
Wall-to-wall lockers.
I mean, look, the way the economy is going, we'll all be lucky if we can manage an Amazon locker. If Jeff Bezos will allow us to manage an Amazon locker.
Oh, I'd manage an Amazon locker.
Sure.
Drop stuff off of my house. What do I care?
So he blows this thing up. They find all the coins, which is a thing from the show.
Is it? I didn't
yes.
remember this.
Amulet, like.
Yeah, you would get. They
you,
used
know
to
what,
be
you know, amulet would sound better than coins. We're yeah. saying coins so many times in this fucking movie. We even have to hear it in that alien language. Like, who's up with that coin?
Yeah, which was crazy because the word for coin in that Gleeb Glob language was just coin.
Yeah, it was so weird. But they had a coin.
They all get their coins. They get in. Then the cops come again, and like Jason's like, "Oh shit, man, I'm going down for this too.
Oh, man, they're gonna give me the fucking chair." First, I got caught jerking off a bull. Now I committed a terrorist attack.
No, but if you're on house arrest and you break that shit, you are doing hard fucking time.
Yeah, totally.
He's
man.
Going away forever.
Yes.
And then fucking the Blue Rangers getting sent to fucking Quantico.
Yeah, no, exactly. Because someone's
going
to open.
Isn't that an FBI training facility?
Yeah, they're going to
they're going to work
agent.
Him up then for trainees.
Oh. It's like, this is the worst of the worst, and we need him on our side.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Did they figure out who the mole is on that show yet?
No.
Or, no.
I don't believe
gotta
so.
You've got to be fucking kidding me.
Wait,
is that what that show's about? There's a mole.
The whole first season's about trying to find a mole.
Hang on a second. Two of the four people in this room are watching Quantico.
No,
I stopped.
Wait.
I stopped. Like you're saying it. Like
it was
you
part
quit
of my job. You like, crazy person.
Like you quit junk. Yeah, I stopped.
It is similar.
I haven't watched Quantico in 6 months.
It's similar. It's a cold turkey. My name is
Chris, and I haven't watched Quantico in 6 months.
Hi, Chris.
Good for you. It gets better every day.
Steve, do you want to talk about your the family problem?
Hey, Chris, here's your 6 month Quantico free coin.
So they do get coins. They get into a car. They get
into a minivan. By the way, this movie has a chase scene with a minivan. No thanks.
And they're like, oh, we're gonna beat this train to get we can't go down for this beef. It's like a real beef.
It's a big problem here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't want to get jammed up.
They blew up that mountain. Jesus.
They blew up that mountain.
Which what is with all the mining that's going on?
Because it's not the cops. We're bringing back the mining.
It's American jobs.
Jobs will come back to Angel Grove. Don't worry about it.
We're gonna make America. Wait, I forgot. Where's Rudy? Where am I?
Coins.
Look, I want to mine. We're going to open the pipelines. We are going to find those coins. We're going to find those dinosaur robots. They are underneath the ground. I just saw a documentary about it.
Yeah, that's right. He's getting his info right from us. It's we got all the info on the dinosaur robots.
Zordon advocates white genocide. Oh, dude, I guarantee you this guy didn't like this movie because the Blue Ranger is black now, and that's bullshit.
You know, I don't care if that Rita rigged the election, you know? It brought out the best candidate.
I haven't seen the Power Rangers movie yet because I don't leave my house, but when I do, I will hate it.
The second it comes on home video, believe me, I will despise that movie and its lesbian Yellow Ranger.
Absolutely.
Oh, man. Now, how crazy is the headline going to be when that guy inevitably commits suicide?
Yep, got some devastating news. Just hand it to me right now. It's Prison Planet, our beloved Prison Planet. The SJWs. Oh, the SJWs. They drove them to it. They drove them to it, people.
You know, you jerk off one bull in your life, and you never hear the end of it. You wear one bull jerk-off watch in your life, you never hear the end of it.
So they get into this massive car accident, and they all wake up in their beds.
It's not a massive car accident. The van is slammed by a moving train.
Yeah.
You know,
good Lord.
I give this movie some credit because, like, it showed us that. It showed us a minivan full of teenagers being hit by a train. And I liked that scene, and I'd like to see more of those.
If that happened to that same group of teens in the minivan on prom night, that's the start of an urban legend.
Absolutely. Yes. Oh, that's is that your quarry's haunted?
But there's so much. So
they weirdly like lose time.
Yeah, yes. They wake up in their beds, and it's like,
have you experienced missing time?
Yeah, was your radio changing the dial by itself? Like, how much time is lost? Who's getting them home?
Well, here's,
is it the Bill Hader robot?
Well, no.
Is Alpha 5 dragging them
this
around?
This is what's going to drive you crazy.
Oh, this
what
is what's going to do it.
What happens in that when you see you're in the inside the car when it gets hit?
Yes.
It's an inside
you're
job.
You're seeing the suits, like, come around them.
Oh, really?
To protect
what?
Them from
really?
The thing. You see,
oh,
like,
I
little
missed
things,
that.
Like,
oh, I thought
coming
that...
around them, and you're like, oh.
I thought
so that means there was a scene where you could have had them in their suits
before,
just to see them.
Before just to
the
see
third
it.
Act.
Because we're talking 90 minutes of this 2-hour and 4-minute movie before you get fucking a whiff of a Power Ranger.
Because you don't really see, like, the only other thing is that, like, oh, there was just a force field.
Yeah,
sure.
Which doesn't make much sense.
Well, also, but you're told, though, that they've got these superpowers,
yeah.
which
yes.
come to nothing, by the way.
They don't really use them.
They don't
them.
Do them, but there's well, these scenes where it's like Spider-Man, and we're watching them jump over a gorge.
I mean, I guess I would call being able to summon a giant robot dinosaur a power.
Well, they have super strength. They wake up, Jason wakes up, and he, like, breaks the sink by accident. Like, we're doing a little bit of actual speaking to Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Think about that father, by the way, discovering that broken sink.
Oh, my God. You know how expensive a fucking sink is?
You know how many fucking fish I'm going to have to catch to replace that sink, God. You son of a bitch,
what did he
bullfucker.
What did he do this time? What kind of dog did he hit up against that when he was fucking it? Like, it's got to be related, right?
Yeah, no. Did you bring a bull in here or what?
That's what's so interesting.
Jason, get in here!
What's so interesting about this movie is that the Pink Ranger and the Red Ranger both are potentially, possibly, or could be convicted of sex crimes.
Yes,
totally.
Easily.
Raul Esparza is going to send these fuckers up the river. Up the river.
I honestly think the Black and Yellow Ranger are the only two that could come out of this clean.
Yeah.
Really. Like, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's true. Like, the other kids breaking and the Black Ranger's breaking and entering all the time, and Lord knows he's got a bunch of pills. I mean, it's for his mom, but I know he's taking him too.
Yeah, that's a little sample selection. Don't
yeah,
worry
that's right.
about
we
that.
We got Zordon's emails here. And, well, look at this. Sex criminals.
Rita Repulsa just leaked a bunch of Zordon's emails.
Oh, speaking of the dad, though, the dad on his fishing boat, we find out he's a fisherman. He picks up an alien, a fucking alien.
Look at this. I can't sell this to a fishmonger.
He picks up an alien.
It's a shriveled alien corpse.
And he calls the cops, and, like, the cop comes. He's like, yeah, it's down there. See you later. I gotta go.
Dude, at least drag it up to the poop deck.
I get that this is a small town, and, like, maybe in the director's cut of this film, there's the backstory about how Roy from The Office, as this fisherman father, and this cop who's a Dudley nobody, are, like, you know, buddies or something.
Sure.
He's like, here's the keys to my boat. Lock up when you're done. I'm going to the bar. And this cop's like,
he also, like, orders him. There's beers in the fridge.
Oh, that's right. Beers in
and
the
I'm
fridge.
Like, what?
And he's just
what
like,
is this guy
dude,
doing?
If you want to fuck this corpse before you bring it in,
do you want to get fired? There's beer there. There's an alien corpse in there.
Well, he does.
Do,
he doesn't
do what
say,
you're going to do. Do what you're going to do, man.
He doesn't say it's alien. He says it's. I got the corpse of a woman down there.
Yeah,
oh, that's right.
Beers in the fridge.
Because this alien's Quink. Got boobies. Yeah.
Yeah, but any self-respecting peace officer is going to be like, you know what, fisherman, hang out for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
While you're saying there's a dead woman on your boat, let's just pick apart the pieces here for
also,
a second.
Also, that's an old-looking corpse, and you said your wife went missing.
Yes, exactly.
Right, because he's a widower?
Yeah.
Is that the
something
idea?
Like that.
I think. Is that what it actually is?
No, I don't think
you
they ever say.
See a mother.
I think he's just a single parent.
She was lost at sea.
Yeah,
I think it's a Rose for Emily situation. He's cozying up to a corpse every night.
You know? Ooh, yeah.
And then he finally he found a woman. And now he had to put it in the ocean and pretend like he found it again.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! Look, it's a body. It came up with my fish.
If you're a young listener, maybe you shouldn't listen to this show.
Yeah,
I'm now just realizing we're covering the Power Rangers. It just came out. Yeah. We're talking about all these heinous things, and now it's, we're getting into necro turf, Chris.
I'm aware.
I'm just saying, you know, listener discretion.
Well, better late than never.
Yeah, exactly.
Post all of that.
I'm glad that you have a line.
No, I'm not just saying that because we're in litigation. Did you guys see that?
No, did he actually say that?
Yeah, because he got the owner of Comet Ping Pong Pizza, the whole Pizzagate thing, is like suing him. So he did like this whole 7-minute video being like, and we have the best journalistic integrity.
Oh my God, what a fat idiot.
It's a hilarious video if you haven't seen it.
He's like, oh, and then this guy gets killed because Rita comes alive. We don't see that. That happens kind of off screen.
But we, like, eventually get a quick flashback when the news is reporting on this, and it's like a quick cut to this, like, corpse in the boat.
We do spend 20 minutes of them jumping over a ridge. That takes forever.
It's like, it's 5 minutes per ranger to jump over this canyon.
Were you
canyon.
Guys scared that one of them might not make it?
Well, I was doing a head count. I was like, there were originally 5 Power Rangers, so there's only 5 here. So, all right, I'm pretty sure everybody's
coming out
okay.
Oh, no, the chartreuse ranger is dead. Tony! Oh, yeah. Oh no! Tony's dead!
Oh, who saw this coming?
Well, the Blue Ranger slips and falls down into the water, and this is what reveals the spaceship, and everyone jumps down.
Oh, is that how that happened? Yeah. This was right about the time I went to the bathroom.
He makes it. He makes the jump, and then he's just like, oh, that was close, and then he falls backwards like an idiot into the pit.
Uh-huh.
And then he's like, guys, you got to come down here and see this.
Well, that's why I saw all of that, because then they all just start committing suicide off of this ridge.
Well, the Pink Ranger has to, like, convince the Yellow Ranger to commit suicide with her.
Mm-hmm. Come on, let's do it. Let's go to hell tonight.
She kind of tricks her into suicide, which is kind of a murder suicide.
Yeah, it's a murder suicide pact. So, absolutely. Yeah.
What does she do? This is definitely when
she drags her. She just grabs her.
And
she's
just
like,
jumps.
Can I have some of your water? Sorry. And then she, like, grabs it. Like, sorry.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
That's not cool.
Also, you don't know that everyone's making it. Like,
exactly.
I want
like a 100-foot drop.
I'd be like, hey, are you guys okay down there?
They do nothing. Like, once they actually start training to become Power Rangers, this whole notion that they're, like, indestructible and have superhuman abilities goes completely out the window.
There's 4 separate shots. I know that, like, of people spitting up blood.
Yeah.
Or, like a cut is, like, oozing blood. And I'm like, what's that for?
Because it's the fucking hard Power Rangers adaptation.
But it's not like...
No one asked for.
Well, that's the weird thing, too, is like it's up against each other. Because you got blood and pornography and all sorts of stuff.
Right.
And people are saying kill. We're not saying destroy. Like, we're talking about people fucking dying.
And we are getting our money's worth out of putting the word shit or bullshit in this screenplay.
But we're not at all de-kiddifying the whole core concept either. Like, we're not making it different. We're saying Zord. We're saying Power Ranger an awful lot.
Oh, big time. You know, Morphin. Lots of Morphin.
So we go down there. We meet Alpha 5, who's voiced by Bill Hader. They did not put a little person in a suit, which I'm a little upset about.
I was kind of bummed out. It's just a cartoon. It's a computer cartoon.
But like, he also has to like I don't get that. Like, he was a nerdy little robot in the this is the one thing
that was a person in a suit. Though.
But that is also that. Yes, I know it was a person in a suit.
Well, I didn't. So thanks for clarifying.
It was cheap as fuck. I mean, the show had no money.
He's like beating the shit out of one of the kids when they first come in.
Yeah, he's cool and tough.
I'm like, I don't need that. Shut the fuck up with that.
Yeah, no, they make him a little hipper. He's got like an arm that can stretch like a Mr. Fantastic kind
of
thing.
Well, you'll see a lot of that in the sequel that'll happen.
Well, because he's going to join the team for a mission.
I'm sure.
One last ride before he's dismantled.
Alpha, we're dismantling you.
No!
Or maybe it's cute, like Simon Pegg being finally in Mission Impossible.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
Oh, right, yeah, he finally gets to do something and doesn't entirely cock it up.
You're not in the computer, yeah.
We meet Zordon, who's in the wall. He's in the walls, man. Well, no, actually, that's what it is. Alpha has been alone for a billion years by himself, but because the Rangers finally come to the ship, Zordon is activated. Is that what I'm getting
at
right?
You put enough coins in his slot, he turns on.
I'll tell you if you give me two more coins.
Well, no, he's just Bryan Cranston. He's not. They don't really modulate his voice.
And
much.
No, not at all. That the Blue Ranger's name is Billy Cranston.
Yeah, Cranston on Cranston action, man.
Do you think that was in Bryan Cranston's contract?
One of these has to be named after me.
Wait, look, I'm only actually in one scene. The best you could do was name one of the characters after me.
is in the original show?
His name is Billy Cranston.
Is it really?
Everybody put their tweets down. Yes, all of the names actually. They line up.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yep, it's all lining up.
Okay,
the stars are aligning.
So whatever. I mean, like,
you know what Bryan Cranston, the Zordon look here, because in the show, yeah, Zordon was like a shitty face in a tube.
Yeah,
basically.
That was a real shitty face.
It was
that
garbage.
Was a disgusting face.
Yeah, it was really creepy. This is like, you guys remember those little like
yes,
the pin toys where you put your hand in it?
Yeah.
That's what he looks like.
Exactly like that.
Which
with
is
a red
terrible.
Light coming through or something, because he was the Red Ranger.
He was the Red Ranger, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I guess so the robot explains that the robot acted alone in putting Zordon's consciousness into the computer system of the ship.
Yes.
Which is why it's a face on a wall.
Yeah. And that's it. He's dead. And he's like, all right, well, you guys are the new Power Rangers. You have 11 days because Rita's out there. She's going to get this crystal that is buried somewhere in the earth. We don't know where it is. And if she does lift it up, it'll be like 10,000 nuclear blasts going off all at once.
Hooray!
Yeah. You know what? At least this movie's kind of on a timetable. It doesn't stick to it because this movie drags ass like nobody's business.
By the way, Alpha 5 at some point around during or after WW2 started looking into what nuclear weapons was and then was able to tell it to, I guess, the ship's matrix in which Zordon then accessed in order to make that reference.
Yes,
it must have been. But that makes no sense because this thing was buried in this mountain.
But he's also really skeptical of the young looking Rangers.
Right.
So he's probably been reading a lot of the Daily Caller recently.
Well, yeah, he's pissed. He's like,
God, he hates millennials.
He's pissed. He's like,
they keep looking at their phones. They don't do anything. I get these freeloaders.
I've read that think piece, Rangers. You are not ready.
You don't call people anymore, Rangers.
You're all with your texting and
you know
your
what?
Tindering.
Rangers, you like spending $9 on a cup of coffee.
Why don't you get a great job that don't exist and make great money that we will refuse to give you?
You know, I'm not trying to be a jerk, Rangers, but back in the Cenozoic era, I graduated college, I bought a house, and
I paid for it all by flipping burgers. What is your problem?
I was able to work full-time flipping burgers while being a full-time student and paid for my college like a responsible human.
Why can't you just do that? Isn't that easy enough?
College degree was $700.
So whatever, man. But like, the thing is, he's like, all right, now it's time for your training. Everybody put on their, you're going to be more, you morph into your armor. And he's like, all right, everybody do it. But nobody can do it, you guys.
Oh, shit. Why is that, Steve?
Because the screenplay sucks and they just need some fake bullshit that takes up the whole movie.
The morphin internet doesn't work?
The morphing grid.
The morphing grid does not work with them.
Now, I didn't... How did they do it in the show? I couldn't remember.
They just put on a fucking costume.
Yes.
But it's not somebody's like putting a leg into a pair of pants.
You literally say it's morphin' time, and then everyone says,
"Oh, dude, they do the thing with the hand, right?
They do
like
a
Hadouken type
thing." They do,
thing.
And he's like, "Pterodactyl, bibbidi-bow,
oh,
Tyrannosaurus
that's right.
Rex," and then they. And then you just cut to Japanese footage.
It cut to weird, like Brady Bunch segments of just their face. Like, hi, I'm Billy. I'm the Blue Ranger. Triceratops.
Yes, exactly.
That's right.
Now, if you're about to orgasm and you say it's morphin' time, is it like a better sense? Does it kick it up a notch like hanging yourself does?
I think so.
Okay.
I think that's
I believe that's a person-on-person cases.
Yeah. The weird thing is they don't actually really explain or explore the dinosaur part. Like they...
It's another throwaway ass line.
That's why it's the ancient times, right? They were fighting on old Earth.
Well, it says there is a line that gets totally flushed down the can. That's like when they discover all of the dinosaurs in the cave, and the robot is like, "Yeah, these things were developed to look like the creatures that ruled the Earth at the time this shit was going down originally."
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, so the dinosaurs ruled the Earth, so you fuckers built these robot cars to look like dinosaurs.
so they could walk amongst them and yeah. like not be noticed.
Look at that shiny blue metal triceratops.
Now we can drink from the river without being attacked.
Hey, other Triceratops, how's it going?
We're doing a great job of blending in, space robot Bill Hader.
Just like, but the thing is, like, that's the whole movie now, is we can't morph, how do we morph, how are we going to do it? And they don't, like...
Training!
They don't even establish, like, oh, you're a Triceratops, you do this. Let's look at what these things even look like. They don't even do... You don't even see what these machines look like, kind of ever, really.
No, you never get a real good look at any of these robots.
Well,
no.
Yeah, none of the shots, really. Like, even at the end when they come in and they're actually doing shit, you don't really get the scope or size of them.
No, you don't.
No, like the one that, so like the first instance of these things being used is the Black Ranger steals one. Mm-hmm. They're like, you can't drive these until you learn how to morph. And this dude's like,
fuck. But he's crazy.
Yeah, he's crazy. Right. He's like, fuck that. It turns out I'm crazy. So I'm going to take this thing for a joyride.
And he almost hits a fucking van full of nuns.
that are so singing. Stupid.
Oh, God. Thank you, Chris. That's exactly.
That was the stupidest thing.
If you're going to show Warriors of God, you know.
He should kill those nuns.
Yeah.
Oh, man, he kills nuns.
Imagine a bus full of nuns just got wiped out in this movie.
Okay, we got, all right, oh, the people you're calling the Power Rangers, huh? Like, this is back to the father, like, confronting him. You got you, the Bulljacker. You got Sexton Girl, and then you got the Nun Killer.
But also, and let's not forget about that deplorable autistic kid
and the gay one.
Well, no, the weird thing is this is clearly letting you know that the government in Trump's America is like falling flat on its face because no one's running black ops anymore. There's this town where you see there's an explosion, there's an alien on a boat, there's a robot fucking mammoth running around the town, and the fucking government's not anywhere to be found.
There would be, you know, the X-Files would be there. There'd be so many other agencies there as well.
Where is Internet Toilet Adam Baldwin to play some sort of army general?
It would
in this
be
movie?
Outbreak. The town from Outbreak.
But it's one of the many positions he hasn't filled yet. You know, the black ops position.
You gotta wait.
I've not been filled.
You got to do a thorough search. Steve. Yeah, you got to really look at everybody.
Well, what do you need black ops for when you know more than the generals do, guys?
That's true.
Maybe it'll be Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, that could be.
It would have to be a billionaire, so it might be Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, he'd make a good black op.
Well, he knows everyone's Facebook password.
Exactly.
That's
I got these.
What, he's got them in a hat?
Does this do anything for you? Does this sweeten the deal?
Look in the lining.
Welcome aboard, Mark. I need you to get to this little town called Angel Cove. Is that what it's called?
Angel Grove.
Grove.
But, you know, whatever, man.
So Rita's like...
She's eating teeth.
Well, yes.
Oh, it's disgusting.
She goes to some hobo part of Angel Grove. And
oh, it's the hobo district.
Yeah, she like starts cutting up hobos with her gold teeth.
It's Cannery Row. It's like all these weird fishermen down on their luck.
Yeah.
And she's the Jersey Devil just fucking picking them off.
Oh, man. And so this is...
She looks like shit, by the way.
Rita Repulsa is played by Elizabeth Banks.
Mm-hmm.
And she is slumming it.
She's slumming it. But you know what? At the very least, she's like... She thinks she's in a kid's movie, and she acts like she's in a kid's movie.
Yes.
You
know right. Little I mean? Like, did she know.
No, she didn't know that people get...
There's bestiality and child pornography in this movie.
Like, people getting fingered two doors down. She's like, I thought this was a fucking kid's movie.
That's why they only gave her pages.
Yeah.
They're like, Oh, no, you don't have to read about the intro or anything like
that. And she
that.
Kept
you
asking just... for it, too. She was like, hey, man, so what's going on in the rest of this movie?
I feel like I need to understand the other characters, see where they're coming from. When
I've
they,
got
when
like 4 minutes
them.
Of screen time. What is going on in the rest of this 2 hour that, and 4 minute movie?
That's the thing. She's not really a character. She doesn't like her machinations are very clear. Like she wants to get this thing and she wants to summon Goldar, who, if you watch the show, was a dog that wore armor and had wings. And that and he was like a talking. He was like her number two.
And he was like he was normal size, but then he could grow into like larger size kind of a thing. None of that is explained. She had a whole spaceship that was filled with all these little gleep glop slaves that were working for her and whatnot. In this movie, it's just like her and this fucking cock staff. This thing and a bunch of gold teeth.
She's chomping down before she eats jewelry.
Well, so the whole thing is she's going around, she's collecting all this gold. And it's like, if she gets enough gold, this fucking rod, this Johnson just comes to life and it's in the form of this like dog monster.
She can summon this werewolf warrior.
Well, which
and she's also listening to Social Distortion like nobody's.
Oh my God.
What killing the fuck is with this character's obsession with the Social D song Ball and Chain?
Oh God, it's terrible.
Wasn't it Ring of Fire?
It's Ring of Fire and I think Ball and Chain.
They're both in there.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Wait, what? Oh, that Johnny Cash song?
Yeah.
What?
Cover.
No.
God.
Yeah, we want the cover. We want the Social Distortion cover. This is the shit that Roy from The Office should be listening to.
Yes. Just to make it a little bit more Boston.
Driving around crying to Ball and Chain. Yeah. Thinking about his wife's missing and his son's jerking animals.
He's like, oh, man, maybe I can play drums in that band I was in back in the day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Man, we once opened for Social D.
Oh, they definitely
yeah, sure, we were fourth on the bill, but we were there,
remember,
man.
Remember the poster? Space Jammers with Social Distortion.
Space Jammers. Yeah, we came, after the movie Space Jam came out, we made a band inspired by it.
Yeah, it was just a bunch of songs about basketball and aliens.
Cartoons.
We did a rock version of I Believe I Can Fly.
Yeah,
it was beautiful.
Yeah, definitely. It was a punk pop cover of I Believe I Can Fly.
Holy crap.
It was the only time Social D ever graced us in Angel Grove.
So we could talk about the one scene that she has. She has two scenes. One where she like kills this hobo, or he thinks she does, and then she goes to a jewelry store because she's looking for gold.
Right.
This scene's really weird. So she...
yeah.
It's like really, really, really weird. She comes in, she's like, give me your gold. And the counter clerk lady is like, oh, that's uncomfortable. She grabs this woman by the face and is like opening her mouth in a very bizarre way. Like,
yeah, she's digging around in this woman's gullet and it's weird.
It's one of two times she kind of does that.
How common are gold fillings?
Not very.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And she's been frozen since dinosaurs.
Yeah.
So they weren't pirates. Like, what's the frame of reference here?
How did she learn English, by the way? She's dead. She's a dead little alien.
That's a great question.
A great point. Unless they hacked Zardoz's email.
Oh, man. WikiLeaks did it, man. WikiLeaks really let him know.
Oh, man. Russian agent WikiLeaks.
There should be at least a scene of her, like, acclimating herself to the present day, like her watching TV or reading a book real fast.
Yes, one of those bullshit things where she's scanning, like, you know, all of human history rapidly.
Need input.
Like, yes.
Like or just and actually what you would be the best is her getting into the spaceship somehow and meeting Zordon.
Yeah.
Because that's what you want to at least.
I want that showdown.
Save it for the sequel, brother. Save it for the sequel.
Yeah.
So she like, starts eating these necklaces. Like, is the idea is that she shits she Goldar like, out? Is that what's going to happen? She's going to eat all this gold,
dude,
and
it's
then
like
spray gold?
It's like Melania Trump wrapping the fucking diamonds around the fork like spaghetti.
Listen, my wife and Rita both have expensive taste, okay?
Only the best.
I also fucked both of them. I fucked my wife, I fucked a space
you
witch.
Know what? You can grab a space witch from where... When you're a star, they let you do it, okay?
When you're a ranger, they let you do it.
Oh, he's the Orange Ranger.
Nobody said it. Nobody said it, but Rita's last name is Bannon. That's right. She is Mrs. Steve Bannon.
Well, no, her name is actually Rita Repulsa, and that's one of those things. Like,
which is a dinosaur name we all know.
No, it's,
like, what the fuck?
Repulsosaurus, dude. Come on.
No, what is she, like, Italian?
Rita Repulsa. No, if you're doing this thing, if you're trying, again, if you're talking about, like, you know, child abuse and all this shit,
sure.
Her name isn't Rita Repulsa. It's just Rita. Do you know what I mean? Like, just yep. be a little embarrassed by your premise and hide that shit a little bit.
But it has to be a thing where it's like, my name is Gleepglop the Destroyer, I have to go to this town, and maybe she has to, like, put on airs for some reason.
Oh, she has to get a hotel room. She has to
sign
in.
Yeah, and it's like, what's your name? And it's like, Rita? Yeah, Rita, sure.
Maybe it's an acronym. Like, maybe she had, like, an insanely long four-word gleep-glop name.
She's like, my name is Rita, and then she looks over, and it's like, Space Jammers with Repulsa. She's like, Rita Repulsa. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Well, we opened up for Repulsa back in the day. And,
you know, I was in a...
Repulsa was great. They had two drummers.
Back in Spokane, Washington, I was in a quartet or whatever Kaiser says.
Yeah, barbershop quartet.
Yeah. Skokie,
Illinois.
Repulsa was great, man. It was such a fucking tragedy where 4 out of 5 members were killed in that van accident back in 93. What a tragedy.
Their demo's great, though.
I still put it on, man.
Oh, man.
Poor Repulsa. So she's in this jewelry store. She fishes around in this woman's mouth. And then a cop comes out of nowhere with a shotgun and shoots her. A lot of slow motion in this movie for all the action scenes.
Samuel Peckinpah.
But, like, really, it's... You've got a meth head in a jewelry store. A shotgun is not needed. Like, you have some lady like, oh, man, I'm going to eat some gold. Can I eat some gold, man? Can I get some of your gold? I want to eat your gold. You don't need a shotgun. You get, like, you know, you get some people with
a taser. Maybe
taser. Thank you. Yeah. You know, and that would be actually a kind of fun scene. What would a taser do to this crazy alien with superpowers?
Maybe she makes more creative monsters if she does that.
Oh, shit. Like a gremlin.
Yeah.
Like when you, yeah.
This is when she makes the putties. The putties used to be like gray dudes with like spandex and like...
They were stupid looking, but there was some charm to that stupidity.
It was a design at least. Yes. They were in like space outfits, and that was fun.
Yeah.
This is just a bunch of rock monsters.
It's a rock monster.
They're formed from the ground, so they have like, you know, rebar sticking out of them all the time.
You know what they look like? You remember?
Nothing. It's a
like
rock nothing. Monster.
It's a rock monster.
It sucks. Sorry.
They look like remember in that game Turtles in Time where you went back to the prehistoric era and those like rock monster dudes came out of the ground? Like that's what they
look
like.
I bet you that was their main inspiration.
Just like shit that kind of looks like a bunch of rocks glued together.
An earth elemental.
Oh, nice.
I feel like the design crew went out for lunch and they were like, well, I don't know, how are we going to design the Megazord? We've got all this stuff. Everybody's doing something. We'll do nothing. Yes. It's a design about nothing. It looks like literally nothing.
It's like Suicide Squad. Yeah. How they just did nothing. It's just a glump
of
shit.
Those little oozy turds.
They look very much like that. Yeah. Because like they don't like look
nothing.
Like anything.
Because that's what movies are now. It's nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Like design something, draw something, and then make a fucking costume.
No.
No, that's not going to happen.
So, I mean, we go on for Rita actually goes to, next thing she does, she goes to Trini's house when Trini's sleeping and kind of sexually assaults her for a little bit. It's a little uncomfortable.
A little bit.
I guess it's in bed. Is that what makes it sexual assault?
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
I mean, she's sleeping and then she like comes over her, you know, she's like floating above her or whatever. And there's this weird, like she's like stroking her face and all this shit.
Yeah. Mm.
And she's just like, you got to tell all your buddies to like meet me down at the docks or whatever.
Okay, yeah, meet us down at the docks. You bring the fucking meth and we'll hang
out.
But
actually, she says it's where the dead boats live. So Rita's hang on English is not totally there yet.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's not her first language.
It's where the dead boats live.
Also, what's with the riddle? You want them to get there?
Yeah, totally. What are you trying to dupe them for?
Is that really a riddle? Like, where else would you go?
Yeah.
I guess the bottom of the sea.
And the town is nothing. It's just literally, it's just the dock and the school. So
meet me in the Bermuda Triangle.
There's a dock, there's a high school, and there's a Krispy Kreme.
Well, and there's a strip mine.
And there's a strip mine.
Where they mine gold,
where
apparently.
Where the terrorist attack happened.
Which, how is this one town the place where the gold wasn't mined in the old west, you know?
Yeah, it makes no sense.
There's just so much gold in this town. This town is still active gold mines. Nowadays, we have to punish... what, like Africa and Asia and mine?
Mostly Africa, yeah.
No. Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh my goodness, look at that. This Power Rangers discovering all this gold.
Oh, LG Yahoo could come.
Totally.
Yes, oh my God. He's also awakened.
Yes.
It's morphin' time.
Oh, I'm going to kiss all the Rangers, boys and girls.
Oh, they look so young.
Oh, no, I saw that picture on my phone. Better ski Dano.
Oh, man, like, because he was in a collapsed mine and the explosion, like, merges his mind.
Yes.
Bisexual prospector, LG Yahoo.
That's right. One of the greatest comic book characters never written.
What episode did we invent that character?
Fantastic Four.
Fantastic Four.
Which is great because... like I said, this movie is structured exactly like that Fantastic Four movie.
So we, Rita, like Billy, at some point in the middle during a training montage, does discover where the crystal is because he's a genius, and it happens to be, as Chris points out, at a fucking Krispy Kreme.
What? Dude, this Krispy Kreme
is a MacGuffin. It's the MacGuffin of the movie.
They say Krispy Kreme nonstop. We get Rita, Elizabeth Banks. Eating Krispy Kreme and acting like, that's so good.
She has like three lines where they make fucking Elizabeth Banks say, oh, I like Krispy Kreme. And like, as Rita Repulsa, like she has an opinion of the fucking donut.
The pink and yellow ranger eat at the Krispy Kreme as well. They have like a fun little scene there.
Yeah, this during a training montage.
Insane.
Now, this is what I think the Krispy Kreme is making up for. Am I wrong or am I correct in remembering that in the show... they hung out at a Max's, like, Peach Pit type establishment.
Yes, they did, yeah. Something to that.
Right?
Max's Peach Pit?
No, Max's from Saved by the Bell. Peach Pit from 90210.
Oh, jeez.
You know what, hey, Eric,
why,
here.
Why don't you come over and see Max's Peach Pit? Oh, man, he's going to do magic tricks and then lock you in a van.
I thought it sounded pretty dirty.
But no, just like a teen hangout. Yeah, I think that's what the Krispy Kreme stands for.
Yeah, you can't just have a teen's hangout without getting a nickel out of it, so you got to sell it to Krispy Kreme.
With this kind of product placement, hope they got a billion nickels.
But Jesus Christ, how many people fucking turn you down before you have to have Krispy Kreme in your movie?
Yeah, that's a great question.
What is that shit?
Well, you want the kids to get fat.
Yeah.
That, you know that. I mean, we were all there.
Because
I got fat.
All five of them are definitely very fat.
Yeah.
Well, no, they will be fat. Maybe,
well, look,
maybe that's how you defeat a Power Ranger, is you feed them Krispy Kreme.
Well, look, it's like, this is a quiet California town. It's about the size of if Missoula was on the ocean.
Sure.
Right? I don't know where I was going with this. That's what it is. It's an American town. So Tim Hortons is out.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
It's West Coast, so there's not as many Dunkin' Donuts.
Sure.
Maybe that's just what you got to do. They're like, look, we want a fucking donut restaurant in this movie.
A donut restaurant. I think Krispy Kreme is a
donut bistro.
We want a donutery in this movie. And Krispy Kreme was the only option. Voodoo Donut's not big enough.
No.
Krispy Kreme Donut Brassiere.
It's just so dumb.
So, but she kills Billy in this scene. That's kind of the most important thing.
Oh, right.
Winds up, she's like, thank you for the information, but I can't leave without killing one of you. And she like, she throws him in the water.
They're all tied up. Like on the side of a boat.
Yeah, and like everyone's like, oh no, Billy, and like, everyone cries. And they start dragging this kid's body around. I'm sorry, but you run from the docks all the way to the quarry.
They have a funeral march. It's a funeral march.
Now it is me, the girl, and the dead Earl.
But what is this where...
The Angel Grove Police Department is... This kid on house arrest is running around with a dead kid. Like, come on.
And I think this
really?
Is where...
First you're jerking off animals and now you're playing with dead kids.
What is the tune that's playing
here? It's a shitty remake of
Stand By Me.
That's yes, what it that's is. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, it's an emotional Stand By Me.
Stand By Me.
Oh, my God. It is so fucking terrible. And they are just hauling this kid's corpse on their shoulders.
And just because the whole reason for this is they can bring him to the fucking spaceship and have Zordon bring him back to life.
Because they like throw him like, here, fix it. Hey, fix it. And he's like, this corpse.
And Zordon's like, well, this is the first time in millions of years that I could actually come back to life. But okay, your dead friend is an idiot.
Well, that's the stupid thing. Because like, in the middle of the movie, also, by the way, they very unequivocally, like, they're like, Jason, you're the leader. Why you're the white guy? It's like, okay, cool.
Duh.
Oh, man, speaking of that, there's some line also like, about like how the kids come in different colors or something.
Yes,
catch
they do.
That
yes,
fucking
they do.
Shit.
Yeah.
They weren't talking about the colors of their outfits.
They were
no,
not.
No, no. Yeah, that's
they're like,
weird.
Oh, I think Alpha's like, oh, there's different colored kids. It's like, Jesus Christ,
it'll
Alpha.
Be just like the United States of Benetton.
Just. Well, I was from the Cenozoic era. This is a little different for Alpha, is all I'm saying.
I am just trying to catch up to modern society.
You can't blame me. I'm older. When I was around, there would only be one kind of Power Ranger, blue only. Blue aliens.
Oh. Am I doing this right on the commenting board?
So what? Zardona does not come back.
The thing is, so like in the middle of the movie, you find out that Zordon is like, he's really pissed off. The Power Rangers can't morph because once the morphing grid is activated, he can come to the computer and become back to life for some reason.
And here's the thing: what an opportunity to see some Bryan Cranston in the flesh in this movie again. Granted, it's like in stupid alien makeup, but like. Change it up a little bit.
Doesn't this also kind of make him Vigo?
A little bit.
Mother to me. I will be the mother to all Power Rangers. And this robot will be mother to me. I could be the Blue Ranger. Just saying. But blue looks good on Zordon.
I could be the Blue Ranger mom.
There's five fucking Power Rangers. You didn't have one for Gallagher. Why all these Power Rangers have to be a bunch of little sexy kids? Why could you have an old ass mustachioed bald skulllet piece of shit washed up comedian Power Ranger?
Would he be the green one or the pink one? Because it's got to be watermelon related.
There will be a green one in the next movie. That's
it. Gallagher.
Gallagher for the Green Ranger.
I'm certainly not going to be the pink one because that's fucking gay, gross Gallagher.
He is homophobic.
He is.
That is accurate.
Never say that he's not. So, because they set up this device in the middle that like Zordon's going to come through, they all kind of believe in each other and they start to morph and. Whatchamacallit, Alpha's like, Zordon is in front of this other dead kid, very callously and classlessly, is like, Zordon, now's the time, come on.
Yeah.
And then let the child die!
And he's like, well, no, actually, it's really awkward. They brought this dead kid to my house. I mean,
what kind of a position am I in here?
Alpha, get my little black medical book.
You bring an ODing Power Ranger to my house.
I don't know. It's my fucking black medical book.
I don't bring OD to Power Rangers over to your house.
Stab the bitch in the heart with this.
No, but it just sort of happens, and Billy comes back to life, and they're like, Zordon, you gave up your chance. He's like, well, yeah, you guys are good Power Rangers, and I'm just too old for it. So I guess I'll just be a computer hologram the rest of my existence.
But also, there's no rhyme or reason. Like, the robot is like, by the way, that was your only chance. I was like, says who?
Yeah, why
what
not?
What the fuck are you talking about?
If it's activated, then it's activated, baby.
Yeah, it's on.
So what the fuck happens now? They start getting into their costumes.
Well,
real?
Now because we're officially an hour and 40 minutes into this 2-hour and 4-minute movie, they finally turn into Power Rangers.
And they fight. They start fighting the putties. And the thing is, like, so much of this movie is arguing and doubting each other and blah, blah, blah.
And training,
like,
montages.
Child pornography.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, And the suits look pretty good, I think.
They're fine.
Yeah,
they're fine.
Yeah. They're okay.
I mean, what are you going to do with this property? It's DOA, yeah. In my opinion.
I mean, yeah. I mean, how do you make these things just not look like spandex with motorcycle helmets?
Yeah. There's no way to not do that.
It's a design flaw, is what I would call it.
They do fight the things. They get into their Zords, and you can barely see what the thing is. And the weird thing is immediately, once they get in the Zords, the masks that you only see for 5 seconds, which I do think look cool,
yeah,
they kind of turn into these weird like shapes so that you can see their faces.
They're like Oakleys. You can like put them up.
Oh, yeah, sure. The visors go up so you can see these actors' faces.
Because they're all pretty.
Well, it's not like we've got like in the Spider-Man movies, the earlier ones, it was always a problem. It was like, well, we can't hide this guy's face. We're paying Tobey Maguire money here. These are five nobodies.
Dude,
you know what
man,
I mean?
Totally.
Let's get some realistic teenagers in here that deserve helmets because you're ugly, right? Because yeah. There's a lot. I was an ugly teenager too, man. But I would have fucking gone apeshit if I could wear a helmet all the time. Would have fucking loved it.
Jesus, Eric Siska's here again. He keeps apparently obsessing over Nightmare Beach on VHS.
He's wearing a Power Ranger helmet. That baby. And Steve just sits in the corner and doesn't say a word.
And then I'm hanging myself going, it's morphin' time.
Oh, God.
Just making sure your little watch has the correct time before you end it all.
Go, go, Power Eric. If only Steve Zanek said something. I know he likes that show too.
Ah, well.
You should honestly look that person up, see if they're
dead. I don't remember her name.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Speaking of Go-Go Power Rangers, we do get the old theme song reprised. It's not even covered, it seems like.
It's covered.
No, I thought that was the exact
one.
No,
I think that's...
Who's covering that shit?
I don't know.
Oh. Might have been Dashboard Confessional.
No. Not Social D?
No, I don't think so.
Go-Go Power Rangers.
Maybe it's lit. Maybe they got him discount.
Rangers.
Yeah, sure.
But they also like they pump Kanye West's power. Like, what is the
this soundtrack?
I'll tell you why. Because it's this ain't your mama's Power Rangers.
Oh, well, that's certainly fucking true.
Yeah,
we're saying bullshit.
Because my mama's Power Rangers had Bulk and fucking Skull there.
Yeah,
Bulk and Skull.
They also didn't jerk off bulls.
They did not.
I'm not going to say that it never happened.
I know,
it could have flown by me, and I just didn't know.
Speaking of that...
I can't believe there's no Balkan Skull. Continue.
Roy from The Office is in the big... Because we have to have a siege on the city where people are dying and stuff because it's a movie. Roy's car gets tipped over by all these putties. The Red Ranger sees it. He gets out of his Tyrannosaurus thing. He beats them up, and he saves his dad. But it'd be funny if as he was doing it, he's like, no, Red Ranger, leave me here. This is it, man. I can give my kid some insurance. Maybe he could get the help he needs.
Red Ranger, no, man. My son's a dirty pervert. This inheritance will get him the help he
needs.
Red
Ranger snaps his neck. It must have happened in the collision.
Oh, no. That's why if it was Zordon, was the Red Ranger, he'd just watch him burn. Like, well, let him die. Like.
Totally. Crisp up, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Just the old, yeah, dude. Oh. The old.
So by
that's
this,
neat.
By this point... Rita's raised a golden monster with gold wings.
That's Goldar.
Out of the gold mine, obviously. And yep. It also sucked off LG Yahoo's metal hands, his precious metal hands.
That's right.
Oh, no, my hands.
Oh, no, those are my mining hands.
Oh, my lips. My power to kiss has been destroyed. And then he's got to get that power back once she's defeated. But then
I was going to say, a lipless LG Yahoo, are you getting Rob Zombie to do this?
So it's this giant gold statue, man.
And it's like oozing like shit.
Who's making a beeline for the Krispy Kreme like many of us have.
It has no face whatsoever. It looks like trash.
Did we say that that's where the crystal is?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
It's under the Krispy Kreme.
This is where we
what
get
are the odds?
Rita like eating a donut and being like, this is actually really delicious. Wow, this is good.
There's another moment where we're not paying attention to like the actors should be reacting to the computer stuff that's not there yet.
Oh, sure.
So there's a scene where there's a dude walking up to his sports car, and it's kind of, it's not a, like, boop, boop,
kind of gag, but it might as well be. And this monster like steps on this dude's car. This actor reacts to nothing. Mm-hmm. Like there's glass blowing all over the place. It's just this actor standing in front of a green screen. And then Rita does the same thing. She's in the Krispy Kreme and she's like, ugh, donuts. Mmm, good. And then this monster like rips the roof off this place and she doesn't miss a bite.
Yeah,
well, it's so
it's a delicious Krispy Kreme donut. Yeah, I mean,
have you had their glaze before?
I have, and you know what? Krispy Kreme's the most overrated dessert in America.
But the glaze is from Bulls. You know?
They're all glazed.
they're jerking off Bulls in the back.
They're keeping busy, man. yeah, so this thing starts digging a hole under this Krispy Kreme and unearths something.
And they all fight. They all have guns. They're like shooting all the...
Did the original Zords have guns on them?
I feel like maybe the Pink Ranger did.
Don't want to interrupt you here, but there is a child pedophile ring operating in the basement of that Krispy Kreme.
This just in. Krispy Kreme gate.
Donut gate.
Oh, yeah. Donut gate is every fucking day of Alex Jones' life.
Podesta's emails. Connect them directly to Rita.
Catch him in bed with a French crueler.
Whatever, man. There's a big flaming hole where the Krispy Kreme was. They're starting to get pushed into it by Goldar. They all fall in, and you think that they die, but oh no, no.
Nope.
And they really, the like heroics, like hold the line.
Dude, they yell hold the line 3 times in this scene.
Guess what? They don't hold the line.
No, they fail miserably.
And they're all like, we're going to die, yeah, man. And Billy's like, I know, man. I'm going to die twice in the same day. Pretty cool.
This isn't Saving Private Ryan. No, Quit it.
It's amazing. Exactly. You're watching these children accept their fate.
It's like that part in Toy Story.
It is like the Black Ranger's 3, like say. yeah. Like the Black Ranger's like, I can't think of 4 other people I'd rather be burned alive in the Earth's core with than you guys.
I can't imagine 4 other people I'd rather die in a dinosaur car with. This is exactly the way I wanted to go, dying inside a robotic mastodon.
I had a vision.
So instead, all the toy cars go together and they become like a Voltron.
Optimus Prime.
And again, yeah, this is the Megazord and it's fucking bullshit.
It looks like nonsense. You can't even, like, in the old one, you could see where each part was. Do you
know
what I
mean? But they were also like, hey, everybody, rally around. We're going to turn into the fucking Megazord. Not we're going to get melted together and somehow it turns into a robot and you don't see it.
That would be great if it was like it all formed together, but inside each one of the pockets is just a burnt corpse.
It's just 5 skeletons and this robot running around.
And like Zordon just controlling it remotely like, well, that was okay.
That didn't work out.
Because all the cars and shit, like they started transforming like Inspector Gadget's car and it like built, you saw it happen. Don't tell me it didn't happen. I watched 100 episodes of this shit.
And the weird thing is they're all like a different, they used to in the old show they would be in the head and they'd be in like a command center and they all have little joysticks. Here they're like in different little parts of it. And like,
well, they didn't have a choice. They were welded together by the Earth's core.
And they fight the gold monster and they beat the gold monster.
They stab it through the heart.
Yeah,
and
pretty
that's
cool.
Kind of that. Right?
Oh, and then they backslap Rita Repulsa off of the Earth.
Oh, right, and she flies into outer space and freezes in the cold of space.
Yeah, that's a cool Superman gag.
Yeah,
she should have been burned up in the Earth's atmosphere.
Well, sure, I should have exploded right from the decomposition.
I think we're saying she's still alive. I think we're saying she's still alive.
Oh, of course.
In the next one, she's going to bring another one of the stupid monsters back.
We do. She does. I mean, again, because we do everything from the show. We're not embarrassed by any of it, even though we're trying to make it gritty. She does say, make my monster grow! That used to be the thing she said.
Yes, that's right. That's what do you think that woman's doing these days?
Oh, she might be dead.
All right. Yeah, we'll check on that.
Because, I mean, I feel like that footage was from, like, 1979.
Or maybe just in some attic hoarding her hashish.
Oh, sweet existence.
That's pretty awesome, man. Get those sweet residuals.
And the last scene is like, we're all friends, obviously. And why didn't Zordon say, hey, man, by the way, these things, they spent all this time training the fighting. They don't tell them how to drive these fucking dinosaur cars. No, and by the way, they can turn into a big robot.
See, they're an extension of you.
Oh, okay,
so that means you don't have to know anything about them.
Sure.
What a bunch of horse shit.
Yep.
And they go to detention and the stinger scene. Is the teacher is like, by the way, we have a we do there is a cameo of Amy Jo Johnson and David Frank or something like
For
that.
For a second, I thought you were trying to say David Duke.
I was thinking David James Elliott.
All three of them are taking Instagrams of the fucking Megazord.
It's Amy Jo Johnson.
Angel Grove is in David Duke's district, I think.
I think so, yeah.
The Jew uses the Power Ranger.
Oh, man, look at all these Power Rangers in different colors. Right, Alpha 5, you're right. Senator Duke.
Oh, yeah, Senator Duke, wow.
Take this time to let you know that Info Fart Knuckle is distancing themselves from David Duke. We are a totally different kind of racist.
InfoWars, a totally different kind of racist.
Whatever. But at the end...
Everybody's like making good with their own existence.
Yeah,
like,
everybody's happy.
The yellow... Trini's like... cool with her family.
Sure.
The Black Ranger there, he's accepted the fact that his mother is dying of cancer, so they play chess.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's great.
Roy is like, hey, he did pretty... He like really likes the Red Ranger, and there's maybe he knows it's his son for some reason.
Well, next to so we're going back to their fridge.
I think that Red Ranger had full cum on.
It's that's my boy.
It smelled of a certain perfume that I've
called
that I've
barnyard semen.
My days on the barnyard semen
by Calvin Klein.
But you know, so like you know what movie you want to say that we're being immature? You're the one that jerked off a bull. All right,
yep. I couldn't believe that at the start of the movie.
Under 5 minutes, we're jerking off.
You
bulls.
Start a movie with jerking off a bull. I'm gonna think about that the entire time.
Everything else informs it.
Exactly. Like you can't, you dude, jerk off your bull at the end.
Yes. Build up to it.
Exactly.
So Roy's like, so there's a newspaper clipping of one of his like football glories. And then so what you see is Roy from the office putting up like a thing about, there's a news story individually about the Red Ranger.
Sure. Why
Armageddon
not?
Halted.
Yeah. Like, yeah. And he's putting that
Armageddon
on the fridge.
Armageddon halted. Semicolon. Yeah, but this is the best one.
Yeah, and what's the deal with the Pink Ranger? Did she ever deal with that child pornography?
No. I mean, I think she's just accepted that she's got a great new short haircut. Like, I mean, the problem is, like, she keeps talking about it like she's the victim. She's the one who ruined this other girl's life.
Yeah, the whole thing is like the Red Ranger's like trying to convince her to like let go of the past, but it's like, first of all, it just fucking happened.
Exactly.
You're a horrible person. Like, you don't grow by saying I'm not responsible for my crimes and terrible. You're like,
yeah, I'm sorry, I ruined your life. Sorry, bitch.
Like, yeah, no, but like, I gotta do me. So fuck you.
Yeah, totally. This needs to eat her alive.
Or she has to like go to the girl's house and be like, really, Mia Coppola. I am so sorry.
How about you fucking figure out a different arc for her? Don't give her this storyline of. Sending around
a cyber bully.
Pictures.
Yeah, a cyber. Your hero is a cyber bully,
an unrepentant or somewhat
self-involved.
Yes, exactly.
Cyber bully.
Like it's all about me. I feel so bad for me. It's like no,
I can't connect to any of you. Yeah, I'm so sorry.
She
should
have died.
But yeah, so the stinger scene is they're like Tommy Oliver to the detention room. Oliver, and they show his jacket. Which is a green jacket.
Right next to a sludge-o-matic? Sludge-o-matic, excuse me?
This is such a waste. Like, I mean, of course we have to have a sequel set up and whatever, but it's so dumb. It's like, well, we clearly haven't cast anyone, so let's just film an empty chair for a few seconds. Oh, throw a green jacket over it. That's fine.
It's Phil Gallagher.
Oh, man. Hey, I got detention. Oh, coach is really reaming my ass for that lunchroom prank I made where I destroyed all those watermelons.
Cut to a close-up of a single curly hair on the desk. It blows away.
A weird newsboy cap.
And it's just like...
Oh, and then the IMDb trivia is like, The Green Ranger is rumored to be played by Gallagher. Did you find this useful?
No.
Somebody, I don't know how IMDb trivia gets on there, but clearly there's some sort of user thing. Someone put on the IMDb trivia for Power Rangers that Gallagher is rumored to be the Green Power Ranger.
Do it. It's a submission system. Somebody do it. Yeah. Just please do it.
And everyone vote that it's interesting. So that it stays up. So that
it
stays up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. And then it just in the like quietly on the soundtrack as it's fading to black, you just hear Curse the Black. But it's so dumb. And then what doesn't make any sense is like that should be the thing. Like Tommy Oliver, where's Tommy Oliver? Cut to black. But instead it's like that, and then we cut to the hallway and the door blows off the room.
Oh, right.
And it's supposed to be like the Blue Ranger's done some other like pyro experiment or something.
He's sure. Now he's gonna bring it to the school. He already blew up the mine.
Fucking pick one.
He was on tour with Great White.
Oh my god. Come on. But no, honestly, the CIA would be here by now.
Yeah, totally.
Seriously.
Well, this town, Angel Grove, would be, you know, wiped from existence. Just wipe it right off the map, man. Whatever. And that's it. That's Power Rangers 2017. Would anybody recommend it?
I don't think it's the worst movie that I'll ever have seen. It's not, like, it moves along fine. I do think the diverse cast is nice. The cast itself is pretty okay. It's a bad, bad movie, and it's actually like once we actually start doing, there's not enough power ranging, and once we actually do the power ranging, it actually really sucks.
Yeah.
So you wait the whole movie for nothing. So it's a bad movie. No.
I would also say no, but I could see like if you want to watch it, maybe a hangover situation.
That's where I'm at. Yeah.
It's not the worst
in the world. It's not the worst thing in the world. Why are we doing an episode out of it randomly, kind of breaking the schedule? Well, why not? Rules are meant to be broken.
Actually, I just found out Facebook told me this. A year ago today, we saw Dawn of Justice in theaters.
Oh, dude, shit. Oh, really? Look at that.
Did fucking Mark Zuckerberg have your password?
He did.
Remember what happened, Steve.
Oh, shit. He should have been played by Gallagher. It's The Social Network at Gallagher is... anyway.
Yeah, well, if you invented Facebook, then you would have been the guy that invented Facebook, you stupid son of a bitch.
Mark.
Wait, so, Kevin, are you recommending this movie, man?
On a very light basis that, yes, I do think it's a hangover movie. I do think it isn't boring. I mean, like, the training stuff is a bit much, and it definitely drags the movie a little bit. But, like, pacing-wise, like, dialogue-wise, I never felt like... I felt like this movie was made for a very specific audience.
Yeah.
And they weren't trying to hit all of the other ones.
Right.
They were trying to do it for one. And that, I actually think, shows focus.
But who is that audience?
I think it's teenagers. I think it's like
sexting teenagers.
15 to 23 range.
But so then it's not people that were like our age, like fans of the original.
No. I think that's what they did right, is they did not think about them.
Right. They knew they were coming anyways.
Well, yeah, no. They didn't really think. They thought about the younger crowd and the ones who know Zero or Cops or whatever the fuck.
Chris, right. You're obviously forgetting that they put Social Distortion in this for the older people. I guess,
yeah, that's true.
But that is a service. That, to me, is enough. Like, as long as they're not, like, actually putting them in the old spandex.
Listen, I got my Amy Jo Johnston cameo. It's right there. She's taking a picture of a Megazord. You know, why not? And then the other guy who created that, like, Christian faith-based extreme fighting business.
InfoWars.
Alex Jones was the Black Ranger.
You could tell it's him because it's the fattest one of the bunch. No, like, he created some ultimate fighting Christian thing called, like, Jesus Didn't Tap.
Oh, God.
Yeah, no, it's his bag, man. What are you going to do? I think this is the ultimate hangover movie. And when this is inevitably relegated to HBO Go for months on end, it's perfect because it's like you can fucking sleep through 95% of this movie and throw up and, you know, go to the bathroom and whatever. Oh,
man. We both went to the bathroom. We didn't miss shit.
No.
We didn't miss fucking anything.
No, usually when, because I didn't go to the bathroom, usually when somebody you're with someone goes to the bathroom, you have that thing of like, this really just got right out of there.
What did I miss? I didn't even, I was sitting next to Steve during the screening. I didn't even ask him. Sat down.
And I didn't feel to be like, that guy over there. Oh, no, literally nothing.
Jumped in the water.
They're still arguing about whether or not they're going to become Power Rangers in a movie called Power Rangers.
That is the big problem. The movie is like 50% of them arguing about when are they going to be morphing.
I don't know who's doing this cover of Stand By Me.
That's Power Rangers from 2017, directed by Dean Israelite. If you want more WHM, check out WHMpodcast.com or find us over at the HeadGum Network page. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. We are at WHM Podcast. And of course, right into the mailbag, weallhatemovies@gmail.com. Next week, the show will finally wrap up Listener Request Month with Overboard, the Kurt Russell Goldie Hawn creep fest that it is.
Put out on Patreon, if you, on every level of Patreon, you get the Big Daddy Dispatch. This month in the Big Daddy Dispatch, we will be doing a new kind of a feature about, it's going to be a group chat about Logan. So yeah.
Right.
So we did not get a chance to do the on-screen, so we're going to do it on our Patreon newsletter. And also, while you're there, subscribe. We also have the Star Trek podcast called The Nexus and Animation Damnation.
Exactly.
So there you go. So give that a shot. Patreon.com/WeHateMovies. Now, again, this episode, it exists, so you can spread the word to your friends that are participating in Tripod.
Yeah, hashtag Tripod.
Get that out there.
Do some We Hate Movies.
And that's T-R-Y, not T-R-I.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Oh, We're not talking about the bull anymore.
Oh, bravo. So until next week with Overboard, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Eric Siska.
Chris Cabin.
Take it easy.
Rangers.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.